We are going to continue to study the book of Genesis. This is the third section of the study of book of Genesis. Nowadays, if you purchase some kind of modern equipment, almost all the equipment come with a very complicated instruction in the manual. So if you read the manual, almost you don't know how to operate the system. For example, the computer or the printer. You don't know how to do the troubleshooting if there is a problem. When God made us to live our life in the world, God gave us a manual. What is the manual? The manual is Bible. So if you put the Bible away, when your life has problem, you don't know how to do the troubleshooting, how to solve your problem, because you put the Bible aside. And a lot of questions cannot be answered by scientists, cannot be answered by philosophers, cannot be answered by psychiatrists, because a lot of questions only the manual published by God have the answer. Especially in the book of Genesis, a lot of essential questions regarding to human life, you can have the answer from the book of Genesis. The first question is, where comes the heaven and the earth? If you put the Bible aside, no answer. No answer. Where comes the heaven and earth? No answer. The Big Bang theory is only a theory. It's only a theory. Nobody can prove it's true or it's false. Okay. When you open the Bible, you know the heaven and earth come from God, from God's creation. And if somebody asks you, where comes the human being? If you put the Bible aside, no answer. If you open the Bible, there is an answer. The human being was created by God after his own image. And what is life? What is human being composed of? If you put aside the Bible, no answer. If you open the Bible gives you a very clear answer. Human beings are composed of two parts. The first is the dust, your physical body. All the chemical elements in your physical body are identical to the chemical element in the soul outside. So if a person pass away, it's natural to bury a person to the ground and return to the dust. So a lot of communists, they believe in the theory of materialism. Everything only material. There is no supernature. There is no God. There is no soul. There is no spirit. So once you die, everything finished. But if we come back to the Bible, you understand spirit is the true self. Is the true self. And the physical body is only a house. It's only house. So the true value of a person is not the physical body. It's not the house. The true value of the person is the soul dwell inside the house. It's just like you spend $800,000 purchase a house, right? And then you move to that house one day. Suppose if your house catches fire, are you going to put out the fire first, or are you going to rescue the person inside the house first? What are you going to do first? One day your house catch fire. Are you going to rescue the people inside first, or are you going to put out the fire first? Of course, the common sense is what? You have to rescue the people first. Unless you have a very large sum of large amount of insurance, life insurance, right? And if somebody die inside, you all of a sudden over one night you become millionaire, out of a bad intention. Otherwise, the common people will rescue the person's life first, because once the house gone, You can build a new house. That once the life gone, you have never have the second chance. Oh, so human soul is far more precious than the human physical body. And because we lack the instruction of the Bible, so you see, most of people, when they live their life, their goal is to please their physical body. And then that is a wrong lifestyle. That is a wrong life goal. Because physical body is only a house. And Bible tells us the true self is I, is a soul. It was supposed to have the image of God. So the purpose of life is to improve ourselves so the true I have the image of God. I can manifest the likeness of Jesus. Just like the sing, the hymn we sing in the beginning, let others see Jesus in you. The Bible never that encourage you. You have to adorn yourself, look like as some of the moving star, right? No. The Bible really encourage you. You have to improve yourself so somebody look at you, they can feel the image of God in you. Have that kind of gentleness, have that kind of compassionate, have that kind of holiness, and have that kind of righteousness, the image of God. This is the true value of a person. The image of God in your soul. So God does not care what do you have. God cares what kind of person you are. But human beings really care what do you have. So we try to show off, I have this, I have that. Do you know? But when somebody asks you, what kind of person you are, you have no way to answer. What kind of person you are related to the quality of your life, your soul. What do you have related to the outer material you possess? So because lacking the instruction of the manual of the Bible, our lifestyle already gone astray. So a lot of important question can only be answered by the book of Genesis. Okay. Now you look into Genesis chapter 2, you can find out where comes the death? Where comes the death? Can you answer? What is death? Where comes the death? If you set aside the Bible, no answer. The definition from the physician, death is what? The death of your brain, right? The stop of your heartbeat, and then you die. But if we come back to the Bible, then you find out death is what? Your soul depart from your body. Then you die. That means death. And what is the reason of death? The doctor can answer you. The reason of death because of malfunction of your physical body. But the definition, the cause of the death according to the Bible, Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. What is the cause of death? Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. What is the cause of death? Verse 17. Okay. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it of it, you shall die. Okay. So what is the cause of death? What is the cause of death? When you look into verse 17, what is the cause of death? Then, what is the cause of death? The knowledge of good and evil is the cause of death? Disobeying God. Disobeying God means what? Commit sin. Right? So God did not purposely create the knowledge of evil and to make the people die. No. The reason God created the tree of the knowledge and the evil in the Garden of Eden in order to train up Adam and Eve to respect authority of God in this garden. If you accept the authority of God in this garden, then you can live forever here. If you choose to disobey the commandment of God not to eat this fruit, then you sin against God. Then you have to be out. So God mentioned it very clearly about what you should do and what you should not do. Then you have the free will to make your own choice. And then you have to bear the consequences of the decision you make. And later on, Adam chose to eat the fruit. So he died spiritually, instantly. And he died physically a few years later. So sin is the cause of death. And death is a result of sin. So the fundamental way to deal with death, what is the fundamental way to deal with death? To hire a best doctor, to have a better medical insurance. I tell you, medical insurance will pay when you are sick, but medical insurance will never guarantee you are never sick, right? What is the fundamental way to deal with death? Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 14 and 15. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 14 and 15. Since therefore the children share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil. Verse 15, and deliver all those who through the fear of death were subjected to lifelong bondage. What is the fundamental way to deal with death? Through the salvation of Jesus Christ. Because the salvation of Jesus Christ can deliver us from sin. Once you have no sin, then death has no power to control you. Right? If the court announced you are guilty, you have no sin, then the police can never throw you into the jail. So the jail only confine those who are sinful. The same thing. If you have no sin, death can never imprison you. And the reason you are under the bondage of death is because you have sinned. Once you believe in Jesus, you've been justified by the blood of Jesus. Right? You have no death. Physically, you die, you will be resurrected. So the fundamental way to solve the problem of death is what? Not through exercise. Not through the nutrition. Not through the better medical insurance, not through the looking for the better physician doctor. The fundamental way to deal with the death, to defeat the death, what? Through the salvation of Jesus Christ. So this is the answer from the book of Genesis. So Genesis contains a lot of very fundamental answer of the essential question of our life. Okay? Now, we look into the teaching material. The teaching material of page 41. Okay. Not yet. Not yet. Not page 41 yet. Page 38 first. Page 38, the right column, A. A, God established the Sabbath day. Of course, I look into the curriculum. We already spent a few hours studying the book of Sabbath, so I'm not going to repeat it. But one thing I try to mention is page 38, D1. God made the heaven and earth within 6 days, the sixth real day. 6 days, there are a few way to interpret. One way to interpret one day at that time is far more than 24 hours. It's a period of time. And then another way to interpret 6 days. 6 days means six period of times, and not mention about the sunrise and the sunset, that kind of days. But from different verses of the Bible, we can understand that 6 days, the days in the book of Genesis, actually referring to the days of 24 hours. Oh. Why we believe the day of 24 hours? One of the reasons is Sabbath day. If one day of God's creation refers to a period of time, for example, 1,000 years, then can you imagine the seventh day, the Sabbath day, is 1,000 years? Can you believe that? I cannot believe that. So Sabbath day, from the sunset of Friday to the to sunset of Saturday, the Sabbath day, that is 24 hours spent. So God established the Sabbath. The Sabbath was established long before the commandment and the Jew and the law were declared. Sabbath was meant for men. So when you discuss the Sabbath with the non-believer, or the other denomination Christian, they will always mention, oh, true Jesus Church observed the Mosaic law. You keep the Sabbath. Because they fail to understand the day of Sabbath has been established far earlier than the ordinances God gave to Moses concerning how to observe the Sabbath. So the ordinances of observing the Sabbath have been abolished, but the day of Sabbath remains valid. Now, it's a day for us to receive blessing, a day to receive the rest. So I'm not going to repeat the Sabbath day. But one thing is very important, the spirit of observing the Sabbath day. The spirit of observing the Sabbath day. I think some of the members in the United States are the spirit of observing the Sabbath is quite good. In the Sabbath day in the morning, and after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, they come to the church and pray and prepare themselves and attend the service, and after the service, their fellowship meal, or they fast and pray. And they have even afternoon service, and then they attend some kind of Bible study and help the church work, and then they go back home. This is really the right way to observe the Sabbath. But if you look into the way of observing the Sabbath, then always you can find some not very good example. They observe the Sabbath hour instead of Sabbath day. In the time of 11 a.m., we have Sabbath service, and then the preacher already conducted the hymn singing already, and then somebody is approaching the chapel. Then right after the last prayer, finished, amen, they're gone already. This is only a Sabbath hour. This is not the Sabbath day. So the spirit of observing the Sabbath day is very important. If you look into how the Jews observe the Sabbath day, we will feel very ashamed about ourselves. We believe this is the day of blessing. We believe this is the day of rest. We believe this is a holy day. But the way we observe the Sabbath is far. We lack far behind from the spirit of observing Sabbath from the Jews. There was a brother mentioned to me that one day he was taking care of the garden in the church of Elizabeth Church in the Friday afternoon. And all of a sudden, there was an older man approaching him from the opposite side. And all older man asked him, gentlemen, can you help me to do one thing? Do me a favor. He said, oh, sure. What can I help you? He said, please help me to turn on the light. Because it is a time for Sabbath. So this older Jewish man feel that he did not want to offend the Sabbath to turn on the light. But he did not care that our church offend the Sabbath law to turn on the light. So it is very important. The Jews observe the Sabbath strictly. We have to learn from that. Page 38, 6. The Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. The prefigures of the true church. Eden, Hebrew, means delight. So the Garden of Eden means that the Garden of Joy. The Church of God is filled with spiritual joy. The Church of God is considered the Garden of Eden. So when you come to the church, you are supposed to feel with spiritual joy. Right? If in the Sabbath day you come to the church, you look at the members, always it looks very sad. How do you feel? Maybe he's very devout, but maybe the person has some kind of misconception about God's salvation. God wants you to live a joyful life. I don't know, some of you tell me a story. I don't know who, I forgot who. One day he visited a hospital and there was another Christian was hospitalized in the hospital. And one of the members asked him, "Why are you hospitalized?" He said, "Because I worry too much about God's business, so mentally I become unstable, so I was hospitalized." It sounds this person was very dedicated to God's work, right? But when you think about more deeply, this person's spirituality has problem, right? Jesus said, "My yoke is what? It's easy, right? My burden is easy." How can a person share the work of God to a degree that mentally unstable? It's impossible. There must be something wrong. Right? So if any one of you, you build a church office and they don't become mentally disabled, unstable, the first thing the church is going to do is what? Suspend your duty. Suspend your duty. Let it rest until you learn the secret how to work for God. Sabbath day is the day you trust everything to God, because God cares about you. How can it possible you bear the burden of God and cause you to become insomnia or mentally unstable? It's impossible. Okay. The Garden of Eden in page 39 is in the east. So this is a prefiguration. The true church will be established in the east. Okay. So if anybody asks you, you open the Bible, tell me where the Bible mentioned about the name of True Jesus Church. If you can find the name of True Jesus Church, I'm going to believe right now. And you keep on open from Genesis to Revelation. There is no name of True Jesus Church. So you cannot convince these people. True Jesus Church is a true church, right? But if you look carefully about the whole Bible, you can sum up the criteria of the true church. Must have the Holy Spirit, must preach exactly according to the Bible, must have the power of Jesus, right? And the manifestation of the miracle, wonder, and signs. And then this church, true church, will arise from the east. And then you search carefully about all different kind of denomination, and finally you can find out only True Jesus Church can fit into the criteria required by the Bible, fit into the prefiguration of the True Jesus Church. So this is the true church come from the east, and it is the miraculous deeds, God raise up his establish his true church from the east, because God his own way, miraculous way to preach the gospel. The Christianity in the west has been dominated by tradition too long already. So it's very difficult for them to get rid of this kind of burden, traditional burden. So true church come from the east, has no traditional Christianity burden. We observe the Sabbath against the burden, right? We preach with the Holy Spirit is against the tradition burden. We believe the only one God, not the Trinity, is against the tradition. So this is a miraculous way. In order to keep the true church pure, the true church arises from the east. It's good. Three. In the midst of the garden was the tree of life, eternal life. the truth. The truth. It's a tree of life and the Holy Spirit. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the commandment. God did not allow the progenitors to eat the fruit of tree of knowledge and good and evil because God did not want them to have any knowledge of evil. They become overcome by their lust and commit sins. That's for your reference. Concerning the interpretation of these few verses, there are a few different kind of interpretation. This is for your knowledge. Verse 4. The four rivers, the river of the truth, and the living water of the Holy Spirit. Euphrates means the breakthrough. Tigris, a former name, the Hidikar, means the direction arrow. Archaeologists have proven that these two rivers are indeed in the crater of mankind. So this river nowadays is located in where? Iraq. Iraq. So Iraq, according to the Bible, Iraq is what? The crater of the civilization, of the humankind. Because there was the Garden of Eden. But it disappeared already. 5. All kind of wonderful fruit, the virtue of the saint, the goal to glorify God and edifying people. The fine gold, trial face, pearl and onyx, the spiritual beauty of the saint. Fine gold can also refer to what? The faith, and also refer to the truth. Fine gold. It's very precious, the truth. In Africa, when the member received the Holy Spirit, they always saw the vision. They did not know the Bible very well. But the vision they saw just exactly coincide with the teaching of the Bible. During the time of prayer section, they saw a lot of small fire come down from heaven. When the small fire touched the forehead of somebody, and somebody started to speak in tongue. They saw a person wearing a white garment and bring a big seal. Right? When the person stamped the seal on the forehead of the person, all of a sudden the person started to speak in tongue. Right? More miraculously, they saw a person wearing white garment distributing the gold bar. One gold bar. Do you like it? After the prayer, they looked into the pocket, empty. But during the vision, I saw the angel distribute me a gold bar. How come after prayer I'm empty? Actually, gold bar is what? The spiritual gold bar. That means what? God strengthen your faith. God give you the truth. And that means gold bar. So spiritually, we are a very blessed person. Yeah? Do you know? We are very rich spiritually. We have to be very thankful to God. So in the Garden of Eden, there was fine gold. When the water flow all over the land, and the gold appeared in front of them. When the Holy Spirit flow all over your heart, that means what? The truth of God emerge in your heart. So a lot of people come to the church, keep on listening and listening and listening. They find everything's the same. The church, just one of the other denomination. There is no difference, right? Not until the person receives the Holy Spirit and he come and sit in the same chapel and listen the same sermon and the congregation, this is a different church. How come there is a different congregation? Because the spiritual river flow all over the heart and the goal emerged. Right? San Francisco was named in Chinese what? Jiujinshan. Why that was named? Ancient time, a lot of people come to California to try to the gold mine. Try to wash the area, try to discover some kind of gold. And they use the water to wash some kind of mud. And then the gold can appear. So the water flow over the piece of land and the gold appeared. The water referred to Holy Spirit, the gold referred to the truth or the faith. So this piece of land, the land of the Garden of Eden, actually are very fertile, fertile land and very rich land. So all the fruit planted on that piece of land, what? Start to grow up, start to bear the fruit, right? So if a true believer in the true Jesus Church really truly been filled by the Holy Spirit, every one of you, you have the likeness of Jesus, you can bear the fruit to edify others. Then the true church become the true Garden of Eden. So this is the goal we have to strive forwards. Okay? Seven. All creatures living in harmony and love, the Garden of Eden, of love. So when God created the universe, they create the snake, they create the monkey, they create the lion, right? Everything live together. The Bible says they never bite each other. When did the animals start to bite each other? Did the Bible, can you find Bible where the Bible say animals start to bite each other? We can never find the answer. Maybe because after Adam commit sins. Okay. So this is a prefiguration, in the true Jesus Church, all the church members, previously, before you convert to the true church, you have your own different character. Every people have different character, right? But after you convert to true Jesus Church, through spiritual transformation, God walk in the garden. God abide always in the garden forever. So if you keep yourself in the love of God, which means inside the garden, then you are going to enjoy the intimate fellowship together with Jesus forever, forever. So in the book of Judas, do you remember? The Judas remind us we have to edify ourselves in what? In the truth, right? We have to pray constantly in the Holy Spirit, and then what? We have to keep ourselves in the love of the Jesus Christ. How can we keep ourselves in the love of Jesus Christ? It means commit no sin. And then stay in the Garden of Eden forever. Then you can enjoy that kind of intimacy forever. I still believe, I still remember the testimony of one brother. I think some of you have heard the testimony. I don't know what kind of things that the brother did. And later on he prayed. He lose the Holy Spirit. Once he lose the Holy Spirit, he was trembling. Even he drove the car outside, he feel insecure because what? God already left me. When he pray, hallelujah and hallelujah, no speaking tongue anymore. And previously he pray and speak in tongue fluently. So when he was terrified, God already left me. So he fast and pray 3 days. And he has one roommate and fast and pray together with him. And then on, he regained the Holy Spirit. So he testified, I make up my mind, from now on, I'm going to live a holy life. So this is the true experience. So if you live a holy life, you can enjoy that kind of inner fellowship with God, sweet feeling with God. God walk in the garden. The garden refer to the church. The garden refer to your heart. B. God granted mankind free will to choose. C. God made every beast and fowl out of the dust and brought them before Adam and have him name them. Who give all the names of the animal and all the living beings in the world? Who? So Adam must be a person who is very smart, right? You see, we try to remember all different kind of animals. You still cannot remember it. And Adam can name it one by one and never repeat it. In Nigeria, there was a brother. He married four wives. And then
In his compound, there are four rooms. The four wives live in different corner. And he has more than, I think, 40 sons, right? One day we are very curious, ask him, can you remember all the name of your son? He says, sometimes I make a mistake. 40 sons. But you see, Adam, he named all the animals, more than 100 kind of animal and fish and the birds. And he can name everyone without repeat the same name, repetition. So this is the smart work done by Adam. Okay. See. Okay. We finish about the Garden of Eden. Seven. God instituted marriage. According to chapter 2, God instituted marriage. How can we build up a good marriage? How? Then you have to answer the fundamental question. Who instituted the marriage? How did the one who instituted the marriage? Who instituted the marriage? It is God. How did God institute the marriage? What is marriage? You have to look into the answer of God. Now you turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And then the man said, this at the last is bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because he was taken out of man. So God created the woman not from the bone in the head, right? So God created a woman not from the bone in your feet. If God created a woman from the bone of your feet, and then what? They've always been trapped by humans, the man's feet. If God created a man out of the bone of the head, right? And the woman is going to control, dominate man, because I come from your top, right? So you have to listen to me. But God created the man out of the rib, the most warm place, in order to receive the protection from man. So nowadays, women are well educated, very capable. It's good, but be reminded, woman is a rib. So the rib has to put into the proper position so that the marriage can work properly. So this is the way God instituted the marriage. So what we are afraid is not the capability of the woman. What we are afraid is the woman misunderstood her own position in the marriage. Okay. And then God instituted the marriage. And he brought the woman to the man. And then when Adam saw the Eve, how did Adam feel? Calvin, when Adam saw Eve, how did Adam feel? You don't know. I just read it. When Adam saw the Eve, how did Adam feel? Adam feel this is a bone of my bone, right? The flesh of my flesh. Means what? Adam has a feeling. So if you trust to God about your marriage, God will never arrange a person, you look at them, I don't like it. How can God arrange this for me? Never. This will never happen. Don't worry. There was a preacher in Taiwan. I lived together with in the same church for about 6 months, his marriage is done by faith. He said, when he was reaching the age of marriage, he said, anyone propose to me, I'm going to say yes. Do you have the faith? Anyone propose to you, you are going to say yes. Do you have this kind of faith? This is not a risk. This is called trust. So it's really somebody just come and propose a sister to her. He said yes. And later on, I don't know what happened, and the sister, eventually the marriage was not gone through. And later on he married another one. So don't worry, if you trust to God, God is going to arrange somebody you don't like. Never, this will never happen. You see, God bring the Eve to the Adam, Adam saw it. There was a chemistry inside, right? Don't worry, you have to trust God, you have to trust God. So according to the whole Bible, if you want to set some condition for your marriage, yes, you can set some condition. But some condition must come from the Bible. And from the Bible, you can understand now, three conditions is biblical. The first condition is what? Is what? You must marry in the same faith, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You must marry the same faith. That is the first condition you can make. The second condition is, if I can marry, I must marry the one I look at him or her, I have the feeling. Yes, this is the condition, come from God. God will never force you to marry a person you have no feeling. The third condition is what? What is the third condition? Man should depart from the parents and cling with the wife. Right? The third condition means what? The other party must be independent, must be mature. That is biblical. So out of these three conditions, if you add up, this one should be very tall or very short. This one should be very skinny or very well built. All of these are not biblical. This one should be the age of the ideal age about what? 3 or 4 years senior or junior than me. These are not biblical. These are not biblical. So if you can raise your condition, you will increase your opportunity to find a good spouse in the church. So the marriage was instituted by God, according to chapter 2 of Genesis. So nowadays, marriage counseling is essential. Marriage counseling is essential. I have been officiating marriage after I was become a full-time minister. Some of marriage are very happy, but at least I feel very sad. Two marriage end up in divorce. So nowadays, if anybody want me to officiate a marriage, I have one condition: you must go through marriage counseling. Then if you cannot do it, very unfortunate, you just ask somebody to officiate your marriage. Personally, I have this kind of experience. And what is the function of marriage counseling? Actually, marriage counseling is try to discuss one verse of the Bible. It's Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. You look into these two verses, it seems only a few sentences, but if you try to break it down, these few sentences can discuss hours. So after you know what is marriage and you start to get married, you know what's going on about your marriage. So marriage counseling can be separated into three stages. The first stage is what? When you grown up, you go through the marriage counseling so you know what is marriage. That will be very helpful for you to deal with the opposite sex. To facing some kind of marriage puzzle, marriage problem. And then the second stage of the marriage counseling is when you are ready to find a spouse and feel very suitable and you decide to get married. And that time you go into the second stage of marriage counseling. And the third stage of marriage counseling means what? After you get married. Sometimes you need the marriage counseling to adjust yourself based on the teaching of the Bible. And through this kind of marriage counseling based on the teaching of the Bible, your marriage can go smoothly. If you talk about this with the
the older generation of believers, they are laughing at you. You see, we never, never experienced any marriage counseling. My marriage has no problem. Yes, of course. In the ancient time, the society is very simple. But nowadays, the society is so complex. There are different kind of ideas. So that we have to have this kind of understanding about the teaching of the marriage in order to build up a good marriage. That we learn from chapter 2. And tomorrow onwards, we still have 9 sections. We are going to study very fast. So please preview Genesis, the whole books of Genesis. That's